Celebrity Junior Golf Drive is about more than just the people playing, though. There's a really important cause behind this, too, isn't there?
Oh, you bet, Pat. And it's great to hear your voice. Thanks for having me on. And just a great opportunity to talk a little bit about junior golf. I think what we've seen in the last couple of years, in these COVID times, that a lot of the activities that some kids in our province can't do, unfortunately, but they've gravitated to golf because it's one of the things you can do, and it's safe, and you're outside, and you can social distance. And we've seen a real uptick in juniors discovering the game. Golf's for everyone. And we have a program called Youth on Course that we run through Alberta Golf, and it started in the States, and it's really popular down there. We were the first province to bring it up here. And we have 18 golf courses in Alberta that allow kids to come and play for $5. And I think the perception that, you know, all kids grow up in some private club where, you know, their parents are members, some do, but predominantly most don't. And they can't afford $20 and $30 rounds when they're 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. So the way the program works is the 18 clubs, the kids play for $5, and then Alberta Golf subsidizes that. And in 2019, we had 1,000 rounds played in Youth on Course. And last year, it exploded to 8,000 rounds. So you can imagine when you subsidize 8,000 rounds, you throw in 10 bucks, 15 bucks, you know, there's 100 grand right there. And we want this program to be sustainable for years to come. So this is the first year we're doing the Junior Golf Drive. The celebrities you mentioned, we've had them behind this for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And we've had it on our website and on social media. And donations are coming in, and for anyone listening, if you're trying to think of a cause to donate to, if you're passionate about golf, this is certainly a good one because it breaks down barriers for youth
for
to
sure.
discover the game and play the game and make it affordable for them.
It's one of the things that, you know, there is definitely, and I think that what this program is doing is a huge reason in breaking down some of those stigmas, but there can be a stigma of it being a rich person's sport, and all. It doesn't have to be. It really doesn't have to be, and this is a great way to get young people into the game and a great way to develop the sport in this province at a grassroots level, isn't it?
Absolutely. And in mining life now, in my third year away from television and just being in the golf industry full time as the communication director for Alberta Golf, I'm on golf courses every day around the province. And I've seen it with my own eyes. Like our junior tour has exploded, sold out events. We're very inclusive. We're all about safe sport. And we're just seeing the diversity. Even the 3 years that I've been involved, it's amazing to see how many 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds are coming out to our Learn to Compete tours and discovering the game. And obviously the golf industry, it's not beating its chest, but it's been one of the things you can do. And a lot of kids are discovering the sport. And, yeah, this is just one of the really good programs that certainly I'm proud of, that we're breaking down cost barriers for youth. And tomorrow's event, we're praying for good weather. And, we've got a fun little format going on at Little Devil tomorrow. What we're going to do is we're going to pair up our celebrity players who are all passionate about golf, and you name them off, and we all know them quite well. And we're pairing them up with a representative from one of the Youth on Course courses. So people are driving up from Medicine Hat, driving down from Edmonton, and we're all going to converge at Little Devil and have a fun format tomorrow to hopefully raise some more money for Youth on Course.
That's awesome. Where can we find out more about Youth on Course and about the program, Kev?
Go to our website, albertagolf.org, and you'll see it right on the front page. You'll also see it in our first drop-down under events. You can click on it and read all about it. Pick a celebrity that maybe is close to your heart and, donate to Youth on Course. No matter who you donate through, it all goes to the same bucket. And it's all going to be used to subsidize this great program. It was incredible to me, Pat, even 2 weeks ago, Lanny McDonald called me and said, I've seen your junior golf drive. I want to come. I want to play in this thing. I've got some ideas of how to donate to junior golf. So, how incredible is that just to have Lanny McDonald want to be part of this? So Little Devil tomorrow, if anyone's listening, you're free to come down and watch and just kind of see what it's all about. My staff will be there. The celebrities will be there. Youth on Course will be there. And we're going to have a fun day raising money for our program.